take a prayer. Fire, please stay with me before I bring my mother into the altar this morning. In the book of Luke chapter 15 verse 16, the Bible says the boy we call prodigal son. The Bible never call him prodigal son. Listen to me. Bible never call him prodigal son. The Bible just said he went to his father and he asked for his own portion. But I'm not interested in that. In verse 16, the Bible says he was so hungry because he detached himself from the father that he would faint. He wanted to eat the tusk from what the pig is eating. Israelite will not touch the pig. But now he's willing, he will be praying, Pastor. Say, oh God, let this pig not finish this food. Let them leave some for me. Pigs, leaving food for him. A child from a well brought up home. You are going to cry to God. Any power that want to detach me from my source, any power that want to take me away from my place of supply, oh God, my Father, destroy it today in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Whatever power that want to take me away from my source, whatever power that will make me to be fighting for what I will not even think of touching, oh God, my Father, help me today. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Youth, cry to God. Whatever will make me to beg for attention of somebody when my parents are there for me, oh God, intervene in my situation this morning. Intervene, oh God. Intervene, oh God. Intervene, oh God. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship, we adore you. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. Kelly Squire, you need to wait. I know mommy will always sing before she starts to preach. Today, it is an honor that I have my spiritual mother in the house. Hallelujah. Yesterday, she was with us here. It was awesome in a Settle Me, O Lord program yesterday. Take it slow, boy. Hallelujah. I want you to open your heart to receive. I want you to prepare your heart, your mind for the word that is coming. Listen, word come like this once in a while. Hallelujah. It comes once in a while like this. I was in this chapel on Friday, and a Catholic priest was doing his service on Friday. And he said some things, and it touched me like I've never had it before. On this Friday that just left, I want you to get your mind ready. The word that changes your life comes just once. The word that transforms just comes once. Any of you that see the flyers, I said, it is not Sunday like any other. It is not Sunday like usual. It is an impartation Sunday. Heaven will impart your life today in the name of Jesus. Without wasting time, can we put our hands together as we welcome my mommy to the altar, Pastor Dayo Akinride.
Mo dupe pe mo ri anu gba. Mo dupe pe mo ri anu gba. Tori ki se gbogbo eniyan lori anu eyin ko.
Mo dupe pe mo ri.
We are thanking God, for we have received even mercy from the Lord. Mercy to see the second to the last day in September. Mercy to be alive. Mercy for peace in our hearts. Mercy in our hopes. and appreciate him for this mercy you have received. Mercy that brought you from January. Not even from January. Mercy that brought you from your mother's womb. Mercy that is still keeping you. Mercy that has been available all the time. Lift your hands unto him and worship him. Worship him for life. Worship him for protection. Worship him for his faithfulness. Worship him for standing by you. Sitting at the balcony and saw someone pick it from his dustbin. And he said, he thanked God someone can pick from his own dustbin. As the one picking from the dustbin was doing that, an ambulance passed and said, thank God I'm not sick. By the time the person who the ambulance carried to the hospital was getting out of the vehicle, he saw someone being wheeled to the mortuary. He said he thanked God he has hope. He's not in the mortuary. And the relatives of the people, of the person that was carried to the mortuary, had, there was an accident and all the occupants of the vehicle got burns. They started thanking God that at least they have the body of their relative and it can be buried normally. You are still here. You are not sick. You are not dead. You are not picking from the dustbin. And it is the 9th month. The very last third quarter of the month, of the year. I want you to appreciate God. If you can think deeply, you'll be able to appreciate God. And in appreciating God, you can enjoy wholeness. You can enjoy more blessings. One more time, go ahead and appreciate God. Appreciate God with your own song. Appreciate God for you having somebody you can call upon as your father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We really
Thank you for being so faithful. Thank you for standing by us. Thank you because you say you will never leave us nor forsake us. And this promise you have kept till now. Thank you so much for being so faithful. The covenant keeper, the faithful God, the mighty man in battle. To you alone be all the glory. Thank you for the very last Sunday in the month of September. Thank you for keeping your promises. Thank you for manifold blessings. Thank you for uncountable oxygens. Thank you, Father Lord, even this morning. Some people have suffered losses, but here we are in your mercy and in your grace. We took our vehicles from home and we are here. Lord, great has been your faithfulness. Daddy, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. You have said unto you, shall the gathering of your people be? And as we have come unto you, we believe you are here. And the Bible says, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And we know our joy will be full this morning. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, good morning. Welcome to church. Tell your neighbor you are welcome to church. Amen. One more time, I want to appreciate God for what the Lord is doing here. And I want to appreciate God for each and every one of you, for taking care of my son and the entire family. And I say, as the Lord liveth, you will not miss your reward. Amen. I say, you will not miss your reward. Amen. Tomorrow is the last day in the month of September. And we know the remaining hours, we bring us testimonies. Amen. The remaining hours, we bring us joy. The remaining hours, we bring us those desires we have looked forward to. And I say, as the 10th month comes in, it will be the month we have been waiting for. And I say, no more delay, no more denial, no more sickness, no more oppression, no more affliction. In the name of Jesus. Let's open our Bible to Ephesians chapter 2. This morning, we'll be talking about grace. Ephesians chapter 2. I start reading from verse 1. I'm reading from New King James Version. It says, and you, he made alive. As the Lord made anyone alive here, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the powers of the air, the spirit who now walks in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, say, God, who is rich in mercy, that God will visit you one more time. In the name of Jesus. Who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us. Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That is a great honor. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Amen. Amen. The Lord has saved us by his grace. It is not of works, let anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Amen. Amen. I just said, tomorrow is the last day in the month of September. And we are entering into the month of grace. Not only grace, but double grace. And we ask the question, what is grace? Grace is the gift of God to mankind. It's a gift. It is an unmerited favor for you and for me, which you don't have to work for. And I say this morning, and all through the rest of the year, that grace will be available unto you.
Amen.
You know, some gifts can easily be appreciated. Some gifts can be given and be rejected. I remember a friend of mine so many years back. She was not living right. And she traveled and bought me some gifts. I love her, but because she was no longer living right, I repackaged the gift and I gave the gift back to her. She was shocked and said, "Ah, why should you do this?" I said, "Until you are back to the source where we met, I cannot appreciate your gift." So, you can embrace grace, and you can reject grace, depending on your relationship with God. A man brought a gift to our father in the Lord, Daddy Adeboye. And Daddy said they were in dire need of those gifts in the church, instruments. And as the man came, Daddy said he heard clearly from God not to collect those things. And immediately the man came, Daddy said, he said, "God says, even in stammering, that he doesn't need your gift." And he started knocking his head on the pillar of the church. It means God has rejected me. If he's not taking my gift, it means he has rejected me. So this morning, the gift of God is for everybody. And you can decide to make your choice of rejecting that gift. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. When you are talking about grace, you are talking about grace that is in categories. So you can move from one level of grace to other levels of grace. The Bible says all grace can be made available unto you. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. God is able to make all grace. So there is grace. There is all grace. Grace, the Bible says, and God is able to make all grace. We are going to talk about the different types of grace we have. And you are liable to all. All. When we are talking about grace, the ordinary grace, James chapter 4, verse 6 says, God giveth grace. One, well, I read in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. It says, by grace are ye saved. That is a foundational grace. You are saved by grace. According to that, Ephesians 2:8. That is, it is not by any work you have done, God just show you that grace. And the Bible says the Lord giveth more grace and he resists the proud, according to James 4, verse 6. More grace. And in 2 Corinthians 9, 8, it says, all grace, that God is able to make all grace abound unto you. Now we have grace, we have more grace, we have all grace, and we have great grace. You know, the categories of grace makes the life of individual different. Some people will have wasted time struggling to achieve a particular thing, and you just see someone just coming in a jiffy. What you have been struggling for years, just what actually happened? And I say, as the Lord liveth, before you even enter into October, great grace, we abound unto you in the name of Jesus. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, 1 Peter 4, 10, talks about manifold grace. I have a daughter, very fervent. She has 3 boys and 1 girl. The girl is a medical doctor. One of the boys is an architect. 2 are engineers, making first class in their chosen career. And before last year, they were all waiting for the right person in marriage. And somebody confronted her among her siblings and said, you cannot have it all. You have children. And your children are doing well. I said, the Bible says he makes all grace, manifold grace, abiding for me. So you cannot tell me I cannot have it all. I'm having it all because I have manifold grace. I say, as the Lord liveth, manifold grace is what we all enjoy in the name of Jesus. There's another grace that is still greater than manifold grace. Talk about abundant grace. Abundant grace. You are able to break through. You are able to make it. You are able, and people, where do you get your strength? Where do you, this person is lucky. It is not a matter of luck, it's a matter of grace. And the Lord Almighty will make his grace that is abundant, available unto us in the name of Jesus. When you are talking about abundant grace, we have it in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. 2 Corinthians 4, 15. Then we have exceeding grace of God, which is in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 14. Exceeding grace, the grace that nobody can bring down. The grace that cannot be tampered with. The grace that cannot be ignored. The grace that attracts people to you. The grace that makes you unique. And this abundant grace is available this morning. And I say, as the Lord liveth, you will never lack exceeding grace. You will never lack exceeding grace. And the work of this grace that God is giving is for you to assess the manifold blessings of God. And this is an opportunity for you to examine your level. Which one are you having? Is it grace? Ordinary grace? It is more grace. Is it all grace? Is it great grace? Is it manifold grace? It is abundant grace. Is it exceeding grace? But I say this morning, whichever you desire, the Lord will open his heavens unto each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. There is grace for salvation. Many people will be struggling with sin. And I don't want to smoke again, no. And I don't want to drink. I don't want to be on drug. I don't want to be prayerless. And I want to fast. And everything you desire to do in the Lord, you need grace. And that grace will come upon you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 17, that law was given by Moses, but grace was given by the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, we are no longer under law. We are under grace. And that grace will work for you and work with you and work through you in the name of Jesus. Whether you know the Lord or you don't know the Lord, a measure of grace has been released unto everyone. A measure of grace. And this measure of grace is what you need to build on and to move from one level of grace to another level of grace. And I say this grace will take over every struggling in your life in the name of Jesus. This grace will take over every limitation, every barrier, everything that has been working against this grace in your life in the name of Jesus. You are talking about grace. You are talking about the enabling power of God, even to serve God. Many of you, thank God for people that are here. You are here to make money. You are here to gather pounds. But the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and added no sorrow to it. There have been occasions when people will make money and in bringing something out of the money, nothing to show for it. You just be struggling. There was a man before the Lord delivered him. He will always save money. He wants to buy a car. At the verge of buying the car, something will happen. The money will be spent on what he has not planned for. At a particular time, he even got to the level of laying the foundation of a house. It was never completed until the Lord stepped in. Everything that the enemy has been wasting in your life and destiny, the Lord will put an end to them in the name of Jesus. The grace that makes you to serve the Lord and to receive the reward of serving God, the Lord will release unto you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Grace is available to serve God. By the time the Lord called Moses, in Exodus chapter 3, he was making all sorts of excuses. He's a stammerer. He cannot stand. He didn't know the God. So many excuses. But the Lord Almighty, even after the Lord had sent Aaron to him, he was still making excuses. But by the time he had that connection with the Lord of grace, he was able to face Pharaoh. I said, the Lord says, release my people. Let my people go. Who is the God that is talking? And the Lord showed himself. In every area where it seems you have been wasting grace to serve God, this morning, the Lord will show his mercy in the name of Jesus. I say the Lord will show his mercy in the name of Jesus. After the service here yesterday, I was so impressed. People started cleaning the church. The grace of God upon your life, what are you using it for? You want to move from one level of grace to another? You have to sacrifice something. You have to offer something. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Grace is the virtue which believers must manifest. Grace is the virtue that you must manifest. And it depends. What is it you can do? What can you offer to go from one level of grace to another one? Brethren, when you are in the church of God, or you associate with the people of God, your life must be that of blessing. Your life must not be ordinary. Let that grace be made manifest. Grace is available for restoration. Told you, grace is available for forgiveness of sin. Grace is available for salvation. Grace is available for restoration. I don't know what you have lost. There's a story of a particular woman in 2 Kings chapter 8. We first of all had the encounter with her in 2 Kings chapter 4, beginning from verse 8. She saw a man of God. Nobody told her that that person is a man of God. The Bible says anytime the man passes by their house, that woman will see him and call him, come and eat. And at a time, she told the husband, this man is a man of God. And there's a particular word there. The Bible says, as oft as she passed by, that is, it is regular. It is constant. It's grace. She will always ask him to come in. And at a particular time, together with the husband, they decided to build a place for him in their house. In which area are you standing for the men of God in your midst? Have you ever thought that the man of God needs anything? Have you ever thought that the household of the man of God needs something? Or have you even ever thought that these young ones need something? You. You collect your salary. Okay, if you are lucky, you remove the tithe. And that's all. That is not all, though. It's not all. Who are you impacting in the church? There are some clothes in your wardrobe for the past 6 months you have not worn them. What are they doing there? And there are people you can give, even in the church. You have shoes there. You have used them. You are tired of them. You are packing them there. Have you been a blessing to anybody? You just pack them. What is coming now? Winter. All the clothes you use, you are buying new ones now. And there are some people who couldn't afford any. For you to be able to receive what you need from the Lord, there's a need to sow something. There is grace for healing. In John chapter 5, 1 to 9, there are so many people by the brook. So many people. And the Lord went to him. Will you be made whole? And he started talking. I have no one. What excuse are you giving? Grace is available unto you. You don't need excuse. All you need to do is to open your heart. Open your heart to God and know what he wants you to do. There is grace for wiping secret tears. You're always around crying. Ah, God, when will you do it? You can sow something. Daddy spoke about, when I'm talking about Daddy, I'm talking about Daddy Adeboye. Daddy spoke about a particular man. Anytime he traveled to that particular part of the country, Port Harcourt particularly, that man will be the one driving him all over with his car. And Daddy said at a particular time when he was going, he said, he now gave him a small gift, give it to your children. I said, Daddy, I have none. He had contacts with the source of grace. What have you done for God to look down on you and show you extra grace? Abundant grace. And Daddy said, by the time I come next year, your child will be there. And sincerely, the boy came. And they now had, and Daddy was now asking, what happened? He got home, the boy was not there. What happened? They said, he's in hospital. I said, ah, this one cannot die. And Daddy has to go to the hospital. What are you doing to go from one level of grace to another? What are you doing? You have to do something. A lady lived with me so many years back. And the Lord gave us a very beautiful rug. She now bought another one. I never knew she was the purpose of buying it, because we were living together and she saw the one we had. So finally she brought it. And we now put it in one of the rooms. We just packed it there because we have another one that was new. And after a period of time, we now thought, let's bring this thing out. We now brought it, we removed the one we had, and the third day, a man came and said he wanted to marry her. And she now came furiously. Daddy, mommy, do you know you have delayed this miracle? I brought this rug. I made it a point of contact in my mind that anytime you lay this rug, the right brother will come. You can offer what you have to receive what you need. That is another level of grace you can bring to your life. Some years back, we have a program in Redeem that we call Day Out with God of Daddy Gio. So I went, I was saving money to buy RAV4. And by the time we got there, the program is to assist our December program that we call Congress. And God asked me to give a certain amount. About 80% of what I have saved. I said, I need RAV4. I'm saving. I've not even been able to get the real money I need. I just promised. I wrote it down. And immediately I got home. It was always on Saturday. So I got home Saturday, Sunday, then Monday morning. God said, go and pay that vow. Ah. Pay vow. Maybe I said, I'm going to pay it in October. This is just June. And God said, go and pay it. Ah. It was as if something was pushing me. Ah. Okay. And I rushed to the bank and I transferred the money. I'm sure my account officer will have been thinking something is wrong with this woman. And that week, the following week, we traveled for the burial of my husband's friend's father. And by the time I came back, in the course of the week, somebody called me. My brother-in-law called me. Lady D, please send your address and the way you want your name to be arranged. I said, arranged in what? He said, just send it. I said, okay. And we went for the burial, second Saturday of when I obeyed God. I got home and I met a Lexus 470. And I said, ah, is this the way God works? I did not buy RAV4, but God gave me what I never expected. It was on Saturday when we came back from the burial. So on Sunday, I had no option. I had to carry it to church. And when I got to church, it was something else. Tear rubber. And everybody started making it a point of contact. Has God been laying it in your heart to give something for the Lord? Giving should be a part of grace you enjoy. Giving should be a part of you to move you from one level of grace to another level. And I say, as the Lord liveth, the grace to hold back that is in the hand of the devil that has been holding you back, the Lord will destroy it. That's another level of grace. Another grace that is not for the children of God. The devil will be you can't give this. This is too much. This is too much. A lady came. She has been waiting on the Lord for over 40 years. She resigned. She started praying. She started praying. God, every promise in the Bible, she wrote them out. She started working in the church. She will go to the church. She will sweep. She will go to anywhere that they are doing the work of God. Whether evangelism, she will clear the place. Say, this is a debt in my life. You have to remove it. This is shame in my life. You have to remove anything. She will clear the whole place. She will make everywhere ready. At the end of everything, 2 years ago, last year, the baby will be 28. I think yesterday was 28. Uh-huh. The baby is clogged one yesterday. She had triplets. Two boys and one girl. I have other ones like that are triplets. What do you have to give? Give something so that you can enjoy the grace of God. Brethren, so many people gave in the Bible, but because of our time, Peter offered his boots and had excessive fish. And he had to be beckoning unto others. He received groundbreaking testimony. David danced before the Lord. You may say, I don't even know how to dance. David danced before the Lord, and the Lord fought his enemies and silenced them. In 2 Samuel 6:14. Also, there were four lepers. When there was famine in Samaria, they were there. In 2 Kings 7:5, they were there. They decided to risk their life. We are going. Well, if we die, we die. If we live, we live. They risked their life and they were able to eradicate and put an end to famine among their people. Which risk are you taking for the Lord? Are you taking any risk for the Lord? Oh, there's a need in the church. There's a need in the life of sister so and so. There's a need in this particular family. Even prayers. Do you take your time to pray for others? This sister is in need of this particular thing. Let us tarry before the Lord. And it's unfortunate some Christians, when they want to gossip. Do you know sister so-and-so has so-and-so? Let us pray. It is not a prayer. It's a means of gossip. And I pray every negativity in our lives, the Lord Almighty will deal with them in the name of Jesus. Don't forget the woman that was known as a sinner. In Mark chapter 14, everybody knew her. Oh, this one is a sinner. And she had an alabaster box of oil that was to be sold for plenty of money. And even Judas Iscariot was talking, why this waste? And she made a memorial
for herself. Jesus said, no, you don't need to rebuke her, you don't need to stop her. She's making it for a memorial. What are you making as a memorial in the life of somebody else? In which area are you making yourself a blessing to other people? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Cornelius in Acts of Apostles chapter 10 had what his generation never had because he was a giver. The grace to give was upon him. He was giving, and everybody knew. The Bible says he loved the Lord. He loved the Lord. He feared the Lord. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. The grace of giving was upon Solomon. It was upon him when he sacrificed thousands of offerings unto the Lord. And that same night, the Bible says the Lord visited him. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 2, the Lord visited him and gave him a blank check. He knew all powers belong unto God. David said, out of what you have given unto me, we have given back to you. There is nothing you are giving that you have not received. In the month of October, I want you to open your heavens yourself. You are the one who will open your heavens. Think of what you will do for God. Think of what you will do for men of God. Think of what you will do for the less privileged so that your heavens can be opened. So that you won't struggle again. So that you will have access to the throne of grace. Brethren, there's one major thing that the Lord is asking from you this morning. It's in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26. Proverbs 23, 26. It's a major grace that the Lord is asking from you. He said, my son, give me thy heart and let thy eyes observe my ways. I want you to bow your hands unto the Lord this morning. The Lord is asking for your hearts. That grace to release your heart is in your hands so that your eyes can observe the ways of the Lord. When your eyes observe the ways of the Lord will always be by you. The Lord will always stand by you. Talk to the Lord this morning. The Lord is asking for your hearts. And the grace to release your hearts is in your hands. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Why are you finding it difficult to do the will of God? Why are you finding it difficult to obey the Lord? Why are you finding it difficult to walk in his will? Talk to the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Shall we rise to our feet as we tell the Lord and say, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, don't let your grace be wasted upon my life. Open your mouth and pray to the Lord. Don't let your grace be wasted. Grace from level to level are available unto you. Grace, I don't know the type of grace you want. Is it abundant grace? It is great grace. Is it exceedingly abundant grace? Ask the Lord. Don't let it be wasted upon my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Call upon the Lord and say, my Father, my Father, everything wasting your grace upon my life, I waste them this morning. I waste everything wasting your grace in the name of Jesus. Everything wasting your grace in the name of Jesus. Grace for salvation is available. Grace for healing is available. Grace for restoration is available. Grace for peace is available. Everything wasting this grace upon my life, I waste them in the name of Jesus. You have labored upon me, O God. You have everything concerning my life. Everything wasting your grace upon my life, I waste them. I waste them. I raise them in the name of Jesus. I raise them in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Grace makes people to be remembered. Call upon the Lord. Say, my Father, in the coming month of double grace, remember me, O God. Remember me. Remember me, O God. I don't know the area where you want God to remember you. Father, remember you. The Lord remembered Cornelius. Father, remember me. In this month of double grace, remember me, O God. Makeriboko Santa. Iyakarine mama makanda marede bokoso. Iye nemo kashanta. Makarine makusaitene. Remember me, O God. In the name of Jesus. In every area of my life, remember me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Grace singles men out of the crowd. Call upon God. Father, single me out for your blessings. Single me out, oh God, among the crowd, in my place of work, in my family, in my father's family, in my mother's family, in my in-laws family. Single me out, oh God, for greatness. Single me out, oh God, for grace. Single me out, oh God, for peace. Single me out for breakthrough. Single me out, oh God, even for your blessing. Single me out for healing. Single me out, oh God. Mazetarine mako shatanda. Mande kerede boskopan. Yekerine mako satanda. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Call upon the Lord and say, my Father, I receive grace to win long-time battles. I receive grace to win long-time battles over my life, over my children, over my career, over my household. I receive grace, oh God, to win long-time battles. De kaposin, ye de bo satana, ye kerine mama makanda barabasoto, ye de kezata, mazoto ni de bo koskopa, ye kende mori de bo bokondo borobo, ye kende amarine mama kanda barede bo, ye kasota ni de bo sote, ye kerine boko satana, mazate. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. For the rest of my life, my Father, position people for me. Position people for me. Iende casa, mande koporinema. Position people for me. Position people for me. In the name of Jesus, position people for me. Gehazi was there when they were asking after that woman. Zimri was there when they were asking for Mephibosheth. My Father, position people for me in the name of Jesus. When decisions will be taken concerning me, position people for me. Position people for me. Nekeri bakosa, nekeskeri neboko shatanda, mazate ne mori neboskopa. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Call upon your Father and say, my Father, double your grace upon my life. Double your grace upon my life. Move me from one level of grace to another. Double your grace, oh God. In this month we are entering into, double your grace. Double your grace, oh God. Double your grace. Double your grace. Double your grace. Makenda marede boshe. Iye de boko santa raraba. Makarine mama makanda parede boko soto. Iye kende mori de boskapa. Double your grace upon my life. Double your grace upon my life. Mazetori basanta. Mazetonda. Ne karine mama kanda marede bo. Ne ke pasanta. Rende kapasonto rede bos. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. When any human being wastes grace, he faces disgrace. You will call upon God. Say, my Father, in high places, let your grace be abundant in my life. As I refuse disgrace in every area of my life. I refuse disgrace. I refuse disgrace in the name of Jesus. I refuse disgrace. I refuse disgrace. I receive abundant grace. I refuse this grace in the name of Jesus. Mazato paredeke yekende borine mama makanda barabazanto yekende borine mokoshka panda yakarine mama zatonda mazatende. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Before Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, the Lord showed mercy on Lot and his household in Genesis chapter 19, verse 16. But in verse 26, the Bible says, Lot's wife turned back and he became a pillar of salt. You are going to call upon the Lord. I say, my Father, my Father, don't let me ever waste your grace. Don't let me ever waste your grace. Don't let me ever waste your grace. In the name of Jesus, Masita, Nekapuri Baba Satanda, Yekende Moride Bosotin, Yekarine Mako Satanda, Mazotun. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. I don't know that particular area where you want the grace of God to work in your life. Call upon your Father now. That particular area where you need grace, where you need grace. The grace to forgive, the grace to overlook, the grace to love, the grace to care, the grace to be diligent, the grace to be committed. You know that particular area where you need grace. Go ahead and talk to your Father.
Talk to God wherever you need grace. Ask God to endow you with his grace. Double grace. Talk to God. Grace to serve God. Grace to be humble. Grace to follow after God's heart. Talk to God this morning. Our Lord and our Father, we say thank you. Lord, you have been good to us. Thank you for your word this morning. We pray your word will make impact in our life in the name of Jesus. It will not stand against us in the day of judgment, but Lord, give us exceeding grace, O God. And let all grace abound to us, Father. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship and adore you. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. Before we sit down, let's stress.